Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself. I'm your host, Ben DeLeon. And today, we're going to be talking about something most people don't like to say out loud. What to do when gratitude gets hard. Last week, we talked about what you water grows. How whatever gets your attention expands. But what if life feels dry? When there's nothing left to water? When gratitude feels like one more thing you're supposed to feel, but don't? That's where the real gratitude begins. Not in the good days, but in the gritty ones. We live in a world that tells us to stay positive, be grateful, count your blessings, but when you're in the middle of something heavy, like loss, disappointment, burnout, that advice can sound hollow. Because real gratitude doesn't mean pretending everything's okay. It means learning to hold both truth. Things are hard, and they're still good here somewhere. You don't have to fake joy to practice gratitude. You just have to stay open enough to notice the small things that are still holding you up. Sometimes gratitude is as simple as saying, I'm tired, but I'm still here. I'm hurting, but I'm healing. I don't have much, but I have enough for today. That counts. People think gratitude is supposed to feel warm and fuzzy, like a wave of peace or joy, but often it's a discipline. Something you choose before you feel it. When life feels dark, gratitude is a small candle that says, even if it's not bright yet, there's still light. The act of noticing one small thing, even when everything else feels wrong, that's how you start to shift the energy. Gratitude isn't about denying pain, it's about not letting pain define you. Here's the thing. Gratitude and grief can live in the same house. They don't cancel each other out, they balance each other. When you can say, yes, this is hard, but I'm still thankful for what's here, you're teaching your heart how to hold contrast. You're reminding yourself that struggle doesn't erase strength. It's not either or, it's both and. Both broken and blessed. Both uncertain and unfolding. Both hurting and healing. That's the kind of gratitude that builds resilience. When you can't find gratitude, borrow it. There are days when gratitude just doesn't come naturally. On those days, it's okay to take it from somebody else, to borrow it and lean on other people's stories, other people's light. Listen to a song that makes you feel alive. Call a friend who reminds you who you are. Step outside and let the sun hit your face, even if just for a moment. You don't have to generate gratitude out of thin air. Sometimes you just have to witness it until it finds you again. So here's your Unshuck Yourself challenge for this week. Don't look for big reasons to be grateful. Look for the small anchors, the steady ones, the quiet ones, the ones you overlook when life is loud. Because gratitude isn't about ignoring pain, it's about remembering joy exists too, even in the middle of it. And when you can hold both, that's when gratitude stops being a practice and becomes your power. Thank you for listening and for showing up for yourself today. Next week, we'll explore how gratitude doesn't just change how you feel, it changes how you see. Because once you learn to spot the good, you start spotting opportunities that were there all along. I'm Ben DeLeon, and this has been Unshuck Yourself. We'll see you next week.